When the hypocrites come to you, they say, "We affirm that you are the apostle of God. God indeed knows you are his apostle." God bears witness that the hypocrites are indeed liars. They have made their oaths a shield in order to obstruct others from the way of God. It is certainly evil what they do. That is because they came to believe and then renounced their faith. So their hearts were sealed, and now they do not understand. Pleasing seem their persons when you look at them, and when they talk, you listen to their speech. Yet they are like the wooden paneling of a wall. They imagine every rebuke to be directed against them. They are the enemies, beware of them. May God damn them, how pervert are they? When you tell them, "Come, let the apostle of God ask forgiveness for you," they turn their heads, and you see them turning away with arrogance. Whether you ask forgiveness for them or do not ask, it is all the same. God will not forgive them. Surely God does not show a disobedient people the way. They are the ones who say, "Do not spend on those who are with the apostle of God till they break away from him." To God belong the treasures of the heavens and the earth, but the hypocrites do not understand. They say, "If we now go back to Medina, the stronger will turn the weaker out." But power belongs to God, his apostle and the faithful, though the hypocrites do not know. O you who believe, let not your wealth and children make you negligent of the remembrance of God. Those who do so will be losers. Spend of what we have given you before death comes to one of you, when he will say, "O Lord, why did you not defer my term for a while, that I could give alms and be among the doers of good?" But God does not grant a soul respite once its term has come to end. And God is aware of what you do.